Hey everyone, welcome back to the Agape Podcast. It's Liv, and it's been a minute since I recorded a podcast. I've had many and lots of things going on in my life, and I've not made it a priority to take care of the podcast. It's just been craziness. But here we are with a fresh start, and we're just going to jump right back into it. So, our topic for today is being a living sacrifice. And it's based off of the passage of scripture in Romans 12, 1 through 2. So, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2, and it reads as follows. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. So because this passage is a little bit longer than what we normally do, we're just going to take it verse by verse. So we're going to start off with our first verse. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you, give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. So way back before Jesus even came to earth, people didn't have direct access to God and weren't able, like we do now. Oftentimes, you would have to go into the temple and have a sacrifice and all this stuff. And these many people gave sacrifices to God for many things. It can be one for praising him for something good, thanking him. It could have been for their sin. There was many kinds. But oftentimes, when it came for sacrifices that often involved animals, a priest would place this animal on the altar and give it as a sacrifice to God. And when you give a sacrifice, you know God was pleased with you. Well, now that Jesus has came, who was our sacrifice for dying on the cross for our sins, and he still is, we're able to communicate with God. Now, in our day-to-day lives as Christians, as born-again believers, we're called to offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice. And basically what that means is laying down our own desires to follow him and being all in and giving all our energy towards sin to him. And we should be doing this with the correct heart posture too, was saying, hey, I'm going to follow Jesus and be all in for Jesus because he's the one who saved me from my sins. So, in the sense of laying down our own desires to follow God and Jesus, that leads us to verse 2. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. So, you see, the world will try to tell us that many things that the Bible says are bad is good. It can be lying, cheating, gossiping, and I could go on and on forever, but we're just gonna leave that at that. And there's a lot of things that we also desire to do. And there's a lot of times where we give in to those desires that our flesh so longs to enjoy. And so we give, when we give into those desires, it's not going to fill us up like God does. When we when we abide in Him and get to experience Him in general. And you see, when you're in a relationship with Jesus, you can ask Him to help you not to give in to those temptations that your flesh wants to enjoy. And I'm not saying that once you ask Jesus, hey, can you help me not to give in to this? That doesn't always mean you're not going to give in to it always. There are going to be times where you're going to mess up, because we're humans. That's our human nature. There's no way getting around it. We're all imperfect. And that's why Jesus came to the cross, because of our imperfections, because of those worldly desires that we have, those fleshly desires, those things that are bad, that is sin. See, Jesus did not come down from heaven for the perfect us. He came down to heaven for the imperfect us, so that He could get to know us, so that we could finally get to be in a personal relationship with Him and actually get to experience His agape kind of love, which is so amazing. I mean, all of what He went through for us. He died a brutal death on the cross. But He didn't stay dead. He rose again on the third day. And now He lives in heaven forevermore. And once you have that personal relationship with Him, you know that you have that personal relationship with forever, because you get to experience eternal life with Him. So if you want that personal relationship with Jesus, all you gotta do is say a simple prayer like this. And all you have to do is repeat after me. And it's not just saying the words that are going to say you. It's going to be your heart. It's going to be in your heart saying, hey, I really want to do this. I really want to get saved. And I do believe this. So if you're ready, all you have to do is repeat after me. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and that I've sinned against You. But I believe that You came to die a death on the cross that I deserve to die. That You were buried, and that You were raised on the third day. And now, you live in heaven. Lord, please save me. I surrender my life to you. Lord, thank you for saving me. Pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you did actually say that prayer, I'm so happy for you. Tell someone that you trust right away. Because you who now have Jesus in your heart, also welcome to the family of believers. Now, if you didn't say that prayer and you just listened to this episode, Are You Born Again? I do have one little goal for you. And that goal is to find something or someone in your life that you just need to surrender to Jesus. And just take tiny steps. Surrender tiny sliver of your life that you know you really struggle with and leave it to him. Or maybe it's a temptation that you need help resisting, and pray that he'll help you resist it. That's it for today, everyone. Remember to follow us on Pinterest and Facebook. I will have those linked down below in the description. And also, I hope you all have a blessed day or night, wherever you are in the world. Thanks for listening.